This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mason. U.S. President Trump praises the drone strike that killed Iran's top general. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says Qasem Soleimani was responsible for killing Americans and has now been terminated. He's trying to tamp down fears that the strike will lead to more conflict in the Middle East.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The president tells reporters in Florida he's not looking for a regime change in Iran, but that it must stop using proxy fighters to destabilize the region. And he warns targets of possible retaliation have been identified.
And I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Iran said at the UN Security Council Friday it does reserve the right to defend itself under international law. As VOA's Margaret Bashir reports, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged maximum restraint in the Middle East.
In a short statement, Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the escalation and warned that the world cannot afford another war in the Gulf. Outside the UN Security Council, where members were holding a closed-door meeting Friday morning on the situation in Syria, diplomats echoed his call. French Ambassador Nicolas de Riviere.
This is what we need now. We need de-escalation. We need stability in the region, and we will really encourage everybody to work for further de-escalation.
China's envoy Zhang Jun told reporters that Beijing is paying close attention to the situation. Russia's foreign ministry condemned Washington's targeted killing of the Iranian general, saying it would escalate regional tensions. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently indicated the road to denuclearization has come to an end, but experts say that he did leave a door open for diplomacy with the U.S. in a stalemate in statements on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that he has heard the anger and frustration of those affected by the wildfire crisis there, and the Commonwealth is moving to a more integrated response.
The response that is required is to get the boots on the ground, to get the planes in the air, to get the ships out to sea, to ensure the trucks are ready to roll in with the supplies.
Residents and tourists were rescued from the beach of Mallacoota, where 4,000 people fled on New Year's Eve. As fire consumed the town, more than 200 fires were burning Saturday, and warnings of extreme danger to come prompted mass evacuations. A man armed with a knife rampaged through a Paris park, attacking passers-by seemingly at random, killing one person and injuring two others before police shot him dead Friday. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The man's motives weren't immediately clear. A witness said he saw the attacker stab one man and that he appeared to select victims at random. Officials said one victim died and two others were injured in the afternoon attack in Villejuif in the southern suburbs of Paris. Police union official Yves Lefebvre said officers opened fire repeatedly because they feared the man was wearing an explosive belt and might blow himself up. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Democrats in Congress and the U.S. Congress and several other states are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to fast-track a review of a court ruling that found part of the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. More from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Democratic attorneys general from California, Washington, D.C., and a number of other states, backed by House Democrats, have petitioned the Supreme Court for an expedited review of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that struck down the health care law's requirement that people have health insurance. The appeals court sent it back to a lower court judge to decide whether other parts of the law, such as protections for pre-existing conditions, can be separated from the insurance requirement and thus remain in place. Many Republicans in Congress want to avoid another election year battle over the health care law. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The worst flooding in 6 years in Jakarta, Indonesia's capital, has killed more than 40 people this week and focused attention on improving flood controls before the planned relocation of the capital. Nonstop rainfall Tuesday and Wednesday flooded 268 tracks in Indonesia, 158 in low-lying Jakarta. Tuesday's rainfall reached 377 millimeters, a record since 2007. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.